You're with SBS Radio.
Il-numru ta' kittieba Maltin Awstraljani li jiktbu bl-Ingliż u jużaw l-isfond Malti Awstraljan qed ikompli jikber u s-suġġetti u l-istejjer f'dawn ir-rumanzi qed ikattar l-arfin tal-kontribut u l-preżenza tal-komunità Maltija fl-Awstralja. Għalkemm ħafna drabi dawn ir-rumanzi huma fit-tiesji. Illum se nintroduċikom ma' James Christina, awtur Malti Awstraljan li qed jagħtina l-ewwel ktieb tiegħu bl-isem Antidote to a Curse li diġa kien infaħħar għal l-istilu in-narrattiva tiegħu. Jiena tkellimt ma' James Christina dwar dan il-ktieb. James twilet l-Awstralja u għalhekk ikellimna bl-Ingliż. Bdejt biex staqsejtu kemm dan biex kiteb dal-ktieb.
Well, it's actually a very difficult question to answer because, of course, you know, one can argue about the writing process and where does the writing process begin? Does it begin with the ideas? Does it begin with the actual first chapter? Of course, when you're writing a book, you never write it from start to finish. You write it in sections. So it took a number of years, but there were periods where I wasn't working on it and there were periods when I was working on it quite, you know, steadfastly. So it's very difficult to actually give a definite time span regarding the writing life of that particular novel. The idea of it a long time ago, but I mean, even just finding the time to commence it, I mean, when you're teaching full time as I do, you may have many ideas, but you can't actually entertain those ideas as quickly as you would like.
Now, an earlier version of the manuscript won the City of Melbourne Lord Mayor's Creative Writing Prize. Was that a short version of the novel?
Yes, actually, the Lord Mayor's Creative Writing Awards actually has a number of genres that you can enter, and what the genre I actually entered at the time was novella, which is a much shorter version. At the time they requested a piece to be under 20,000 words, and I think the section I submitted was around 17,000 words.
You had already that 17,000 words written?
Yes, I had some draft material and I went through the draft material and I pulled out a section that I thought might be good for a submission of this sort.
How long it took you after you won that prize to add to the book, to publish it in the novel that we've got today?
Well, I had draft material all along, so I had other material that I could add, but I found winning the award made me see the material that I had a little bit differently, because I felt that I would use the section that won the award as my beginning to a novel that I would restructure. So it took a number of years after that to work on that and to go through the drafting process. I was very fortunate in that the one of the judges was the publisher who ended up taking the novel on, and I submitted my manuscript to him and he gave me a number of ideas and we moved forward from there. Yes, we workshopped the novel together.
James Christina għalinna li diffiċli li tgħid kemm żmien jieħu awtur biex jiktab romanz bħal dan minn meta tibda l-idea sakemm jispiċċa l-ktieb. Verżjoni qasira ta' dan ir-rumanz kienet rebħet is-City of Melbourne Lord Mayor's Creative Writing fis-sena 2013, kien hawnhekk li iltaqa' mal-publikatur tiegħu u ħadmu flimkien fuq il-verżjoni li naraw f'dal-ktieb. L-istorja isseħ fis-snin 90. Silvio Portelli jerġa' lura Melbourne wara li jkun għadda xi żmien jgħallem fl-Ingilterra. Staqsejt lil James jekk hemmx xi xebħ mal-karattru fil-ktieb.
Well, I think that, you know, a writer will often use their experiences and travels, and I've been fortunate through my teaching career to have travelled internationally, including working in Malta. I worked in Malta for a year and I taught there for a year, teaching GCSE. It was an interesting experience. So there's certainly crossovers, but it is a work of fiction and it is also a work of research.
You live in Melbourne and the story is based mostly around Melbourne. I suppose in that respect it was easier to create a story around the places that you know.
I think that, you know, it's important to appreciate that a writer may have creative ideas which are linked to their home city. But nonetheless, these creative ideas still require research. You still need to observe very closely. You still need to bring it to life. So to bring these descriptions and characters to life in writing, in words, still requires some research. It's a split narrative. There is a strand set in Melbourne and there is a strand set in Europe. And that required even more research, yes.
Yeah, that Europe part, because you got Zlatko, a Bosnian immigrant. You visited the country. Were you teaching there?
No, I never taught in Bosnia-Herzegovina. Okay. We have a strand set in Melbourne, and we have a strand set in Bosnia-Herzegovina, but I never taught there. So my understanding and appreciation of the place was basically through my reading and through my travels and through interviewing people in both Sarajevo and the north of the country.
Why did you pick that part of Europe? Perhaps you could have picked Italy.
Well, because primarily you have two protagonists. You have the Maltese Australian protagonist, and you have the Bosnian immigrant. So, of course, the backgrounds relate very much to the protagonists.
Yeah.
And the novel is set in the 1990s, post-1995, post the Balkan War. So, of course, then these two places come into play, and they're very topical at that time, in that period of time.
And as you said, teaching English, that took you to many different countries. Did that help you also to understand the European background? I mean, you're Maltese.
I would say enormously, because, you know, without these experiences, I think that you are not able to import so many ideas into your writing. So the short answer to that would be yes, definitely. Yeah.
James Kristina jgħid li awtur dejjem juża l-esperjenza u l-osservazzjonijiet fil-kitba tiegħu. Imbagħad ikun hemm ċerta riċerka li jkollha ssir dwar l-ambjent u l-pajjiżi fejn isseħħ il-ġrajja biex tagħti ħajja lill-karattri. James Kristina ġi l-Awstralja mal-familja tiegħu fis-snin 60 u traba fl-Awstralja f'ambjent Malti fejn il-familja kienet importanti u fi żmien ukoll interessanti tal-multikulturalizmu.
We came here in the late 60s. Growing up in Australia, it was an interesting time because it was a boom period. There were a lot of immigrants who had come from Malta and Italy and the south of Europe, as well as other parts of Europe. So it was interesting. It was multicultural and cosmopolitan.
And living in a Maltese family.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Was it difficult to understand where your parents are coming from?
No, I found that very supportive, actually. I found the upbringing to be quite warm because we had quite an extended family and we would often socialize with the family, a lot of visits on the weekend, and lots of storytelling and lots of references back to Malta, lots of photographs, sometimes even film. Some relatives actually went on holiday to Malta. We had relatives visiting, so there was quite an exchange of story.
Yeah.
And culture. I went for the first time at the age of 27. So it took a while. And it was my first serious trip overseas in that I spent an entire year. I think I spent 13 months there. And I worked at the European Community School of Malta in Sweden for a year. And that was interesting. And it was very interesting to get to know relatives and the island. Though it didn't really surprise me because I felt that I knew quite a lot about Malta before I had actually arrived. But certainly in my family, I felt that I always had the support of my parents. My mum was a teacher and she spoke a number of languages. So I think the whole idea of studying and furthering oneself through study wasn't alien to my parents.
James Kristina mar għall-ewwel darba Malta meta kellu 27 sena u għamel sena hemmhekk fejn kien jgħallem ukoll. Sar mitħla sewwa ta' Malta għalkemm ħass li kien jaf ħafna dwar Malta minn dak li kien sema u trabba fih fl-Awstralja. Staqsejt lil James Kristina kif intlaqa il-ktieb sissa u ix-xogħol ta' pubbliċità li qed jagħmel bħalissa.
It's been very good. I've been very fortunate. Things have gone very well so far, so I'm very pleased. With it all, it's received a commendation by Jeanette Turner Hospital, a very well-known and highly respected Australian author. the launch, it was launched by Judith Rodriguez, a poet I knew through my studies at Turak, which was part of Deakin University at that time. I think that the beginning has so far been good. It's received a very good review in the Saturday paper. So far things have been quite good. The publicity has fallen hard after the completion of a contract in Oman overseas. So yeah. I found myself to be extremely busy. Okay. It has felt a little bit hectic, but I suppose that will subside within a week or two. I certainly feel that I need some time to recuperate from what's been a very hectic year, both with teaching and with completing the book for publication. In some ways, for some writers at least, the first novel is a little bit of a hurdle in the respect that you go from being unpublished to published. So once you have a publisher, I think that it's very encouraging, and hopefully that will lead to more.
Il-ktib ta' James Christina diġa intlaqa tajjeb ħafna u jgħid li issa li għandu publikatur huwa inkoraġġanti ħafna biex jippubblika aktar xogħol. Il-ktib ta' James Christina, Antidote to a Curse, inkiseb mill-ħwienet ewlenin tal-kotba fl-Awstralja kif ukoll online.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.